Hello, and welcome back to the Dive and Dig podcast. My name's Dr. Lucy Blue, and I represent the Honor Frost Foundation, a charity that supports maritime archaeology in the Eastern Mediterranean. This week, I'm reporting to you live from Cyprus, in fact, from the Akrotiri Peninsula in southern Cyprus. Myself and a team of colleagues from the University of Cyprus and other Cypriot maritime archaeologists have been working on a project here in the vicinity known as Dreamers Bay. Dreamers Bay is actually based in the Akrotiri RAF UK base, and the overall project has been directed by the University of Leicester under the guidance of Professor Simon James, the Ancient Akrotiri Project. The University of Southampton, I'm wearing the Southampton hat today, were brought in because of our expertise in maritime archaeology. And we have been working now for three seasons underwater off the south coast of Akrotiri at a site called Dreamers Bay. So the 2023 season has been all about consolidation. The main feature that has brought the attention of archaeologists and amateur divers and snorkelers for many decades, actually, to Dreamers Bay is this ancient mole or breakwater. It's a feature constructed out of stone blocks over 120 metres long, and it extends from the coastline out to the deeper waters and usually is now submerged at around about 1 metre underneath the water. And it's basically presented archaeologists with a series of unanswered questions for a number of years. So this year we're bringing in other experts to try and help understand the role of this breakwater in relation to the other features around this coastline, such as an ancient quarry and warehouses to the west. In the process of the last 3 years, we've discovered other features, shipwrecks and some stone anchors offshore. And this year, we're trying to just consolidate the work that we've done in previous years to really try and understand that maritime cultural landscape of Dreamers Bay. In previous seasons, we had located a number of stone anchors in the deeper waters approaching the breakwater. This season, we wanted to document them in more detail. So, here's a clip from the boat when I spoke to Maria, the field director this year, and Carmen about the dives that they were about to undertake to survey the broader area and relocate, hopefully, those stone anchors. So, Maria, where are you going?
Today we are going to have an offshore survey on the west side of the tile wreck in order to see if there is something else in this area related to the archaeological side of the tile wreck that we have already documented by photogrammetry.
Okay, process. That's cool. So, I mean, this basically is, because the tile wreck is in front of what we're saying is the sort of anchorage in the lee, yes, of the breakwater. So, essentially, I guess this is the way all the ships would have come, isn't it, in terms of trying, yes, to get into, yes, that sheltered area. So it's hopefully the area where we've got the most potential of finding stuff.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cool, that's, yes, exciting. Well, good luck, report back.
Thank you.
So Carmen, where are you, what's your dive? Where are you going?
So we're going to go to the anchor site and we're going to do some photography and filming of the anchors. There are about six in this location, and then we're also going to do a following dive, doing some line survey to find the other ones we can't.
So you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, very excited. Get some good footage as well.
Well, absolutely. It'd be really cool if you could relocate those other anchors, because we've got six in one area, haven't we? And then
we have some that are a bit more scattered.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're about 20 in total, though in this area there may be about 10.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Oh, have fun.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.
So, Maria, that was were you successful? That was all about going to look for more archaeology. Did you find anything on that dive?
Yes, we dive at the tile wreck, which was the wreck that we located last season in 2019. And actually at that time we didn't have a lot of time to see it. So now it was a very nice dive. We saw the concentration of the pottery with the tiles, and also we locate a small anchor with one hole on it. We don't know if it's an anchor or a small fishing weight, so it was a nice dive that we explore new things. Yes.
Oh, excellent. That's really good to hear. No, oh, that sounds all really interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing the results from that. And maybe if I'm allowed, I might even visit the site myself at some point this season. But so what about Carmen? She was just about to go off and try and relocate those anchors. Do you know if she had any success?
Because we just came out of the water. We realized that, okay, she found some of the anchors from the last season, but unfortunately she couldn't find all of them. But we will try to have a second dive to see if we can locate them. Otherwise, we will see how we will organize the next dives in order to revisit the anchors and document them better, because also we found them the last minute of the last season. It's always the good things are at the last minute.
Yeah, exactly. It's always the case, isn't it? So Maria, obviously this season you're taking on the field direction, which is fantastic, because I'm going to put my feet up. I'm still waiting for that gin and tonic, by the way. That was the deal and I haven't seen it appear yet. But anyway, but it's all going really smoothly and I'm really excited about this. But, you know, this is our third season now that we've done underwater work. And what, apart from the tile wreck and the anchors that you've explained, what were the other main objectives that you have in mind that you want to try and achieve this year?
The other main objective is the Eshan breakwater, which is the main feature that we surveyed from the first time that we came to the Dreamers Bay. This year we will try to have a better documentation and topographical mapping of the breakwater by using the total station. We have with us Judith Gatt, who is focused on the study of Harbour, so she will give us more information about the breakwater. And the other thing that we are planning to see also this year is to revisit the concentration of ceramics in the eastern side of the breakwater, which is known as a shipwreck, because we located the last season, the previous seasons.
Yes, no, absolutely. And this is where, for some bizarre reason, knowing very little about ceramics, as most of my friends and colleagues know, it seems like I have been given the responsibility of reassessing the shipwreck. This is partly because our colleague Stella Domestica is unable to join us this year. So I think what the plan is to try and reevaluate the sort of number of similar types, because we want to determine the absolute, well, the absolute, as close as possible, if it's a homogeneous wreck, and therefore all from a similar date, and also what the specific types are. So I'm going to be going with our colleague Christiana with images of pots in order to see if I can identify the ones that are apparently from this wreck. But I'm quite looking forward to it, so hopefully we'll have some good results there. So regrettably, the end of the season, and importantly, obviously, we need to document the artefacts that we did actually raise from the shipwreck site. So the analysis that Christiana and I did of what is in the shipwreck site and whether or not the amphora, or largely amphora necks, are homogeneous, i.e. they represent what we believe to be a single wreck, which I think is the case. We then lifted, and now Judith and I are making an analysis of them.
We have five amphoras, necks of amphoras with handles. Some of them are preserved and some of them are not. Mm. So we are taking measurements and putting labels before we send them to the Department of Antiquities of Cyprus.
The thing we really love about this project is the breakwater. Yes. It is amazing, it's fascinating, and it always seems to kick up more
questions rather than answers. And I've been sort of dabbling around the edges for the last couple of years or previous seasons.
So in the previous years, there were attempts to start documenting photogrammetry, but as it has been already understood, that the photogram is quite complicated because it's quite shallow. So the other methodology that we said we would apply in order to obtain a much more detailed plan of the structure was to use total station. But basically, with a total station, we would obtain a much better understanding of the elevation of the mole, since the plan of Haggerty, for instance, gives us the sensation of one level, while we have several courses. So through that, we will obtain a much better plan, more detailed, plus the elevation into it, that would give us some answers of the north and south extremity of the mole. Previously, we had the idea that we have a different type of construction. Probably now, maybe while with the new data from the elevations, we can understand maybe that we're not talking about a different type of construction, but rather a different environment. In the north, we have less depth, so obviously less courses, much easier maybe to construct. And in the south, probably it's less preserved because it was much deeper, much more hard to construct. So yes, it's a structure which is basically, when you look at it, in the area where it's built, it's quite meticulously and well thought. We've seen this season that we have the lateral sides are stepped, something which is quite interesting in terms of hydrodynamics. When it comes to harbour structures, when you have steps, it breaks much easier the wave, and it doesn't really impact that much the structure itself. So how in the middle of this area, which doesn't seem to have anything of rather, let's say, so important to build such a well-built structure,
basically. No, exactly. No, and I think that what you've done is really going to help us understand, but it is the construction, and hopefully it'll be really nice to start making some comparisons, because the big question, as you say, is why the breakwater is where it is.
Yeah.
And also, the thing that we're still failing to understand is the relative sea level and the date. But then maybe the more detailed understanding of the construction actually might help with that.
Well, the thing is that in Cyprus, we have a lot of harbour structures that are quite well preserved. It's just not been, let's say, the main aim. But for instance, Marion in Latsi, which is today's marina, has unfortunately a mole, used to have a mole, which now it's under the modern harbour, which it seems to have quite a similar construction, which that has been dated by Theotokos Theodoulou's PhD in the Hellenistic period. Mm. And since this structure, we have no datable material at all, it could just help us perhaps for the future to guide us towards maybe a better date.
Yeah, having comparative material, that's really interesting. I mean, we know, assuming that the shipwreck that you've just been... here we go, the pottery again. we've just been documenting, was probably around the 7th century AD, so like 1,400 years old. But the Hellenistic period is obviously considerably earlier. But obviously the breakwater predates the shipwreck, because we believe that the shipwreck actually, well, the ship floundered on the destroyed breakwater, so... Let's hope that the work you're doing is able to come up with some answers, because that would be amazing. I'm really, really excited to find out what happens next. Thank you very much, Judith. That's fantastic. So, I mean, this is all fantastic. I love this site. It's always so interesting. And you know, we've had a short season, but I think it's been pretty successful, don't you? What would you say were the highlights of this year's project?
I feel that it was a successful season, and I think the highlight of this season is the lifting of the stone anchors, because we didn't plan to do this when we start the third season of the Dreamers Bay, and at the end we lift two anchors, two stone anchors. The one is with one hole and the other one is with three holes. And The exciting thing is also that when we transfer to the museum, we realize that the local archaeological museum of Curio, they don't have a lot of stone anchors in their exhibition. So now we add two more stone anchors there.
No, that's fantastic. Yeah, no, it is nice, isn't it? Because it's nice to be able to give... Well, obviously, we need to, you know, hand over the objects, as we saw when Judith and I were making the inventory for the museum. But equally, when there are sort of, I don't know, artefacts missing from the assemblage of what makes up that maritime landscape, it's really nice to be able to offer. And I love that three-hold anchor. That was just so beautiful. It really was. But I also think the other thing that's made it a success is the way that everybody's pulled together. It's been a massively successful team effort. We've all worked really hard, but I do think, as you know, it's borne the fruit, if that's the right phrase. But I think it's great. And, well, let's see if there's going to be another one. You know, we need to make a decision on that one, don't we, Maria? But anyway, so, well, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed, you know, the various stages of talking to you over the course of this project. And it's been nice to sort of be there in situ, live and present, as it were, but also to review what we've done and what we've achieved at the end. So thank you very much, Maria, and I know we'll be in touch soon. Okay, cheers. So thank you to Maria and all my colleagues at the Dreamers Bay site, and also, of course, to the Department of Antiquities and to the amazing people at the base that not only gave us permission to work there, but also helped us out, especially at the very end with the transportation of those heavy anchors. Whether we go back again, let's watch this space. But there's clearly still lots of questions to answer, particularly relating to the mole and its function, and perhaps some more detail around that shipwreck. But there's always excitement to be had at Dreamers Bay, and I hope that we will return one day soon. Anyhow, thank you very much for listening to the Dive and Dig podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this live feature from Cyprus, and I hope that you'll tune in again in the coming weeks to hear more about maritime archaeology, not only the discoveries in the Eastern Mediterranean, which is the focus of the Honor Frost Foundation, but also around the shores of the UK and the world in general.